Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Not Your Cable News with your host, me, Diamond Dave. Hey, listen, it is a Sunday night. I don't know what day it is anymore. Shit, it might be the 14th of August. And I have a special guest joining me tonight. He knows that we're calling. He's waiting. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to dial up my good friend, the Bearded Bailey, and that is his TikTok name. And we're going to get into a lot of things with Mr. Bailey here in just a minute. But let's get him on the phone real quick and see what he has to say tonight. As you know, I love to include special guests and catch them off guard.
Hello?
The Bearded Bailey. How are you?
Good,
man.
Living the dream.
Man, I hate that. It's almost like everything's freaking peachy, right?
Yeah. Has everybody ever come on and said, man, things is in the toilet right now, man?
Well, yeah, it's like you got to have something positive to say. So my positive word is amazing. You ask me how my day is going, I'm saying it's fucking amazing. Everybody thinks it's great. And then at the end of the day, it's like that was really fucking bullshit. Anyway, you're on my show. I talked to you earlier, prepped you a little bit, maybe not enough. I was telling everybody, you know, your little name of the Bearded Bailey as per TikTok. Mr. Bailey, if you're fine with me using your first name, we'll call him by his first name, but we can call him the Bearded Bailey. But my good friend Jesse here. Oh, shit, he didn't give me permission.
That's fine. Yeah, no, Jesse's fine.
Fine. Jesse is not fine, all right? So I give a little background to Jesse and I and how we came to be friends, and I love him like a brother from another mother, but he is absolutely the most bisexual, heterosexual male I've ever met in my life. We're going to get into that in just a minute, but I first met Jesse in Billings, Montana, and I'm sitting in a hotel bar, and I did a review on Billings, Montana. I may not have mentioned him by name, but Jesse sat in a bar stool next to me, and Lord knows we had a interesting night that first night for sure. Nobody in the fucking bar, right? So I hook up to the Bluetooth speaker in the bar, I start playing my show, and some fucking hag decided she didn't like my content or something, called me out. I was pretty drunk. Jesse probably was a little drunk. And it went downhill from there and got a little emotional, a little overheated for a minute. And she'd been a man, I think we would have both beat her ass.
But yeah. Yeah, she was she was very opinionated.
So and I do want to be respectful of your relationship with your wife, but then there was this young girl that came in the bar that was obviously hooking or looking for a sugar daddy or something. And again, it continued to be an interesting evening. We realized that she wanted to go home with the former senator of Montana before she was anybody else. So that is Jesse and I's first night. Our second night, Jesse sits down, and I got to tell you, I thought Jesse was trying to suck my dick for a minute because, again,
Wait a minute. How did I ever get you that?
I mean, he sits down, buys me a drink, wants to like touch my leg and shit. I'm like, what the world is going on with this guy?
That's just common courtesies. That's
common courtesies. Well, in my world, the common courtesy is if they buy you a drink, you're obligated to perform later. But
a drink and a rubbing toe.
Right. So Jesse and I was going to name him the package delivery guy because Jesse works for a major package delivery service, and I'm thinking that his package is making way too many deliveries out there. But all right, so Jesse then sends me a link to a YouTube channel that he has, and I will tell you, Jesse is a funny guy, and I don't mean funny. No, he is. The YouTube channel And I will let you plug it for a minute because I've already plugged your TikTok with the Bearded Bailey. But a few years ago, Jesse stepped out there, bought a couple bucks worth of equipment, and did a little mini series on YouTube. It's freaking funny. It's a little corny, but it's funny. I've watched the entire series, and it is entertaining for sure, especially if you partake in God's lettuce. And just make sure you have a little bit of bowl ahead of you. And it's great, but I'll let you go into the details of that. Then we're going to talk about your weekend and how that all was.
Yeah. So Flattened is a series. Now, I was just an actor in the series. It wasn't actually my YouTube channel, right? It's owned by somebody else. I was just an actor in it. My character is Rick in Flattened. So Flattened is... It's about a group of people from the state of Kansas, and their job is to pick up roadkill on the side of the road. So you can only imagine what kind of people you're going to get that would apply for a job of this caliber. So it follows a time frame for these characters in this company. But yeah, Flattened is the series. It's pretty funny. Like if you're into that, stoner comedy type stuff, it would be the show for you.
Absolutely it is. And I will tell you, because Jesse does not work for this company, you're probably going to find the failed UPS guys cleaning up roadkill on the side of the road.
Right.
we won't talk about anything about FedRex on the side of the road. So there you go. There's the answer for those of you that are wondering. But Jesse does a great job. And I'm sorry, I was under the misconception that you actually own that channel. So Jesse has some peculiar things, and it goes right back absolutely to what I was saying a minute ago about he is the most bisexual, heterosexual male I've ever met in his life, or my life. Jesse is, 43 years old, 220 pounds, something like that. Not a bad-looking guy. I certainly would buy him another drink. But, so over the weekend, you're at your normal hangout in lovely Billings, Montana. And tell us what happened, Jesse.
Well, I was there with a friend, and we're hanging out, and we go in a little early, and the bartender, he's like, I don't think y'all want to be here tonight. We're like, what are you talking about? Why won't we? We're here, like, all the time. He said, they got a stripper show coming in. Hell, I love strippers. What are you talking about? Like, this sounds like a good time. Like, you say strippers, like, I'm going to walk out. And then he says, they're of the male persuasion. I said, oh, no. These are, okay, we got men strippers in here. Okay, So we, after the initial shock of it, we sit and talk. And I would say for myself, I'm nothing if I'm not unbiased, right? I'm just... Yeah, I'm okay with things. I'm secure into my masculinity. And, I'm still searching. So, we say, hey, let's just see what happens. What do you think about this? It's been dancing, sure. But that means there's women everywhere, right?
Right.
And these men are going to get them in the mood, So, this could turn out good for everybody.
Except them. So,
Well, so we're sitting there, we're getting some weird looks.
Right?
The women are looking at us like, what are these boys doing here? So, maybe they're not so sure about us.
What are you wearing at this point? I mean, you have like your disco gear on with your, chest hair hanging out from 1974?
So it probably doesn't help that I'm wearing a rather kind of a tight fitting, because I've gained a little weight recently, so I'm wearing a kind of a tight Tommy Hilfiger polo shirt and skinny jeans.
Thing you're missing is your loafers at this point, right?
So I was wearing Hey Dudes. That's as close as you're gonna get. So let's just say I didn't mean to, but I fit the part. Right? That's at the part. But as we're sitting there, we're getting these stares, and I don't want people thinking you know, that were homophobic or anything like that. So I'm like, you know what? I'm the first one up there. Before I got the dollar bill in my mouth, and I'm like, you know what, ladies? I was like, here I am. Get out of the way and let, you know, let a man show you how this is done.
It's kind of like you got, now, when you get home on your home time, you tell your wife to roll over and take it like a man. That's a whole different meaning now.
Right. Well, the whole bad part about the story is, in my being overzealous as I was to prove that I'm not against this sort of a thing, I've got the dollar bill in my mouth because that's just what I'm used to. I come in a little too hot. And I don't know, as a straight man, if you ever had another man's sweat from his nether region on your lip, but I tell you what, I woke up a different man the next morning, I can promise you that.
So did you wake up the next morning still tasting the sweat from his balls, or...
You never get rid of the taste.
Yeah, I've had some women tell me that. You know, that it's like, you know, I just can't get that taste out of my mouth. Like, lick my ass, it'll go away.
It's there for life.
So were you intimidated by these men dancing?
You know, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're there for a reason, right? I mean, they got the junk, right? I mean, I'm average at best, you know, my best day.
I just say they take care of themselves. I'm sure so did Jesus, okay? He made sure they had the right materials for the job they were doing. So, yeah. But, when you think about these guys, 90% of them in history, 90 to 95% of these guys that do this job are not into the women they're dancing.
No, they're mostly homosexual, right?
Correct. So I'm still feeling okay, you know, with the ladies. I would just say that I'm here with these, comfortable with these ladies. They know, obviously, from what I just proved to them, how not gay I was. Hello, ladies.
You just proved to them that you are okay with a man's sweaty ball sack on your face. You're not one bit fucking gay. Just to say. Look,
you have to be progressive in this day, and so I would just show it. Hey, ladies. So, yes, but the problem with these men, right? The problem with these men, so we're going out throughout the night. And at the end of the, you know, they come off the stage at the end, everyone's mingling or whatever. So we're thinking, okay, that's fine. So the girls are going to find out that these guys are gay and they're going to go home with other people. And we were wrong.
They're going home to their husbands.
Not one of these men were gay, and every one of them was stingy. So they left. They left with all the women, and we're just standing there like, what just happened? And I'll tell you, I'm a little pretentious. You know why? I gave that guy a lot of money.
You think you'd share the love, right?
He chose her. You know, sometimes it just feels good to be needed, Dave.
Exactly. You just need to feel that love, right? Whether it's from him or from, like, you know, hey, let me share some with you, right? I got an extra one here. Why don't you take this one?
I have your sweaty balls that can't taste in my mouth and you take her.
Right.
And I don't even swing that way. I don't even do that, but it hurts.
I'm questioning the whole thing right now. You can be in the closet all you want, as long as you want. It's fine.
Deep down, it hurts.
It only hurts if you don't relax.
Oh, yeah. You might be right about that.
How many times as we have men tried to convince a woman that our dick really isn't that big for anal sex?
Right.
We meet them and we're like, man, I got the biggest cock ever. 2 months later, it's like, honey, it's not that big. You can take it in the ass. No big deal. you shit turds bigger than this dick.
Yeah, but you know, with a woman, you know, you got the biggest dick in the world until you're in an argument. Then all of a sudden, now I got the smallest one and it don't do nothing for you?
So,
okay.
See,
double standards.
At my age, I understand who I am, right? I said a minute ago, I understand. I'm average at best most days. But, yeah, it becomes really freaking small when I'm trying to fuck somebody in the ass. man, it's barely going to get past your butt cheeks if you're into those kind of girls. But...
actually, just take a running start and just... go for it.
Yeah, the best ones are just to convince you that it's okay, and they just take control of the whole situation, and you know, those are the best ones. Well, the ones that, you know, you got to convince, especially at my age, it's like, it's a fucking battle. You know, it's like, man, I got, you know, let me get the tip of my finger and that thing loosen you up. Anyway, we're going to get off of anal sex here real quick. It's getting a little personal here.
Well, I mean, your last one, you were talking about, you know, what not to put in certain areas, and so...
Yeah, you know, another man's dick, right? I mean, don't put another man's dick in your vagina. I mean,
Or in the beehole.
Well, yeah, that too.
Oh, well, I'm just talking about me.
Just you.
None of my orifices.
Any of your orifices. Now, I'm pretty sure that three more shots of some kind of whiskey, you'd be like, fuck it.
No, and I have to pay for it.
I'm paying for your shots. You get your ass to Bismarck, I'll show you something about something. You won't sit for a month.
Oh, Lord.
Apparently,
over the telephone.
Apparently, there's some kind of prep that women need to do for this, and I'm just pulling this off the top of my head. This is not pre-rehearsed, I promise. So, apparently, and I've never figured this out, because I will tell you, I have anal sex with, I don't know, 7 dozen different women in my life, right? I don't know. Whatever. Don't judge me. And I can tell you, there's been a time or 30 that you pull out that thing, you realize what it's really there for, right? And you're like, I got to go clean this shit up. Literally.
Literally, yeah.
What? So apparently, I have learned in the last few months, there's actually a process that women are supposed to go through. And, you know, it involves evacuating that area and things like that. And I'm like, I always thought it was kind of spontaneous, you know, like... Do you really spend 2 days taking laxatives and then doing 4 enemas a day before you go on a date to give the guy the booty? It's kind of freaking sick to think that it's that well thought out. There's premeditated murders that didn't take that much thought.
But think about how wrong we've been in our life. Now that I think about it, this means there's a reason why when you go on a date with a woman, if she's a really picky eater and she only eats a salad, damn it, I have missed the mark so many times. She was telling me right there, I didn't even know it. If she's picking out on the wings, she don't want it in her booty. But if she's just sipping wine and eating a leaf of lettuce, that's the, oh, she's the thumbs up.
Lettuce is going to give you the diarrheas, man. Don't.
I'm just saying, I was today old when I found out that women have been trying to tell us they want anal sex just by not eating much at dinner.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I'm getting out of this.
I mean, I usually get it if they, like, grab me by the dick and go stick it in my ass. But, is that what you wanted to do now? Okay.
Just saying, there are subtle hints that we have overlooked.
Right. It's like, you know, if their bras and panties match and they're shaved, it wasn't you that decided to have sex tonight. It was them. They had that plan before they left the house. They premeditate what they're going to do way more than we do. We're like playing Yahtzee, right? We have our cup of dice, and we're throwing it on a table. Whatever throws out on a Saturday night, throws out on a Saturday night.
Right.
And if that means I'm taking the girl home at the end of the bar at 2 o'clock, I'm going to turn the lights on and go, oh, shit. You know, or whatever. We just, men take what they can get, women get what they want. And, right? I mean, how many of us guys are out there going, man, I just want to get laid? And it will take the homeless son of a bitch home with them on a Saturday night at 2 a.m., where women are like, Yeah, I don't know. He's got a weird eyebrow.
Yeah. They're weird creatures. They're so, they're just happy to be alone.
Right.
And guys, as macho and manly as we say we are, we don't really like being alone, do we?
You know, I've been alone for, I don't know, going on 3 years, I guess. I've lived by myself. I'm getting used to it, but I will tell you, every week my alcohol consumption goes up tenfold. And I get another dog, and get another dog, get another dog. I'm never really alone.
You got the pound puppies over there.
I do have pound puppies, and fortunately they're being good and quiet right now, but I am working on a basket case right now, and he's kind of crashed out, but... he's becoming a good dog in the last 10 days, but neither here nor there. It has nothing to do with you having ball sacks on your face on a Saturday night. So do you call your wife after this show when you go, hey, honey, I have to admit something. I had a guy's nut sack on my face, and I kind of enjoyed it.
But I don't think I said I enjoyed it. she might have thought I did. Or she said something to the extent of, now you see how I feel.
It only gets better at 50, I promise. So, the older you get, the more they sag. About 2 more years, I'll be tucking them into my socks.
Hey, at that point, she was probably wishing I would have said it was a woman. You know, she's like, oh, Lord. I'm losing it.
Well, now she...
Women's bad enough, but now men...
Well, now she's got to worry about not only 50% of the population, but 100% of the population.
Yes. Ridiculous.
So now you just admitted that you would take on a guy.
No, but I am saying this. So if I was, if we did that, I still would be striking out. I'm pretty sure.
I just told you I'd fuck you.
Well, he chose her, though. He chose her.
I'm not talking about him. Let's not make this personal. I just told you I would. Why are you acting like this? Oh, shit.
Just kidding.
Don't back up on me now, big boy. This is funny shit. Oh, God. So, you're in Billings, Montana. You've been in Billings for... I don't know, 6 months, 5 months, something like that. You took a month to Bozeman.
Almost this whole year. I went to Springfield, Missouri for like a month, month and a half. Then I went to Bozeman, Montana for like a month. But I've been in Montana most of this year.
So I was Springfield. That's a whole different freaking environment.
Oh, Springfield, Missouri is awesome. It's a cool little college town down southwestern Missouri. Pretty good population. It's a really nice town. When you get there, they got this big fish aquarium. I think it's in a Bass Pro Shop.
Every Bass Pro Shops has that freaking aquarium. By the way, I just want to point that out.
I've only ever been to one, so. Forgive my ignorance. This is the only one I've
been to. You're talking to the guy there's a Bass Pro in my backyard. I'm going into Bass Pro and I'm jacking off in the fishing department every day.
I don't even eat fish, so I'm not really that big on them. But.
That explains your wife's unhappiness at the moment.
it's only, I think, like 45 minutes north of Branson, Missouri. So, I mean, that's obviously a little cool little town, too. But, I'm a Midwestern boy, man.
So, where's home?
I'm actually in a little town called Benton, Kansas, right outside of Wichita, Kansas, which is like the second biggest city.
So, that's why you called it Missouri and not Missouri.
Yes, Missouri.
Because I spent 20 years down south, and it's Missouri. Yeah.
And Arkansas is Arkansas, not Arkansas.
Exactly, it's Arkansas. Nick Saban still fucking sucks dicks. I know you're not a sports guy, so I won't even get into college football. But
I'm a Purdue Boilermaker fan, so I mean I know a little bit about it. My traveling on the road, I work 7 days a week when I'm on the road. So the last since that COVID nightmare, I have not hardly watched a game of football, like pretty much since 2019. You know, because 2019 into 2020 is when all that mess happened. And yeah, I'm totally lost with football.
So when he went to Springfield, Missouri, you had an RV sitting in Billings that you had parked in a hotel or restaurant parking lot.
It was at the Bighorn. Well, I was told by the people at the Bighorn Resort that they owned that lot.
Right. Yes. So you come back from Springfield, Missouri, and your shit's gone. And this is about the time I met him, right? I mean, I don't think it was 4 or 5 days after this happened and I met you. And he couldn't figure out if it would have been impounded, if it had been stolen, if a tornado took it, what the fuck happened? And then you sent me pictures of it stripped out in the middle of the woods somewhere with a refrigerator laying along the side. I mean, just, it was a sad case. So are you still living in the Bighorn Resort? Not that I want to drive a bunch of hookers to you, but he's got all the money in the world. Don't worry about his wife. I'm kidding.
Nice. Yeah, no, so I bought a new bumper pool trailer, 34 foot, because I was losing money. And so I ended up buying that so I could go back and get out of the hotel.
Yep.
But they are fixing my RV.
So you got two.
Somehow it did not get totaled out, which is beyond me. But the good thing is that means it's going to be pretty much completely overhauled. And this is a 2002 Holiday Rambler. It's a 40 foot, you know, diesel pusher. It was a nice coach. So they're going to update it. So that's there is some good that came out of
it. So you're going to have two of these.
Right. Yes.
So when you come to Bismarck, you can bring the Rambler with the new one behind you.
Correct.
Can you imagine?
It's like a floating mansion.
Can you imagine the party we'd have in there?
It's a redneck floating mansion, right?
No, I'm thinking that I'll show you something you ain't never seen. I've got a 35 foot camper pad in my backyard.
No, okay.
and I'm pretty sure we put the other one on the street. And we'll piss all the neighbors off with whatever we got going on, but it'll be a big time.
Yeah, the new one has speakers on the outside, so you can hook up and just blast
outside for
the whole world to see.
Yeah, my neighbors hate when my dogs bark, so yeah, we're putting that out on the street, and we're just gonna go ahead and piss everybody off, and you know, what are they gonna do? Evict me out of my own house? So my 39th, or I'm sorry, the 39th, holy shit, 49th birthday party, I had a party, right? Unlike my 50th, that wasn't maybe as celebratory as my 49th, in which I had about, I don't know, 22 to 27 college girls under the age of 24, from 20 to 24, at my house. It was a wild freaking night. Some night I'll actually tell you the real stories behind it that I will not put on here because there is some pretty crazy shit in those stories. But it was a big time, was had by all, and there was two guys and 27, 28, whatever it was, these girls from Minot State University and around the city of Minot that hung out with me to celebrate my 49th birthday and made me feel like I was young again. So,
you should have felt like Hugh Hefner.
Well, like? I did for a minute, but my robe is terry cloth, not whatever the shit, silky, sexy shit he wears, right?
You're talking about an 89-year-old man. I don't think anything on him was silky or sexy.
Come on.
Shriveled up and pruny.
Well, me too, but... It was cold out that night. I don't remember what the hell was going on. I had the cops here three times in one night.
Damn.
And
you know, just thought it was strippers, didn't you?
Well, exactly. I'm just like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. They come in there checking people's IDs. It was like, it was nuts, right? So 2:30 in the morning, I turned the sprinkler system on in the backyard. And I have these girls running through the sprinklers. And it was pretty fucking wild. That's all I'll say is it was a pretty wild time. I don't think I've ever, I know I've never partaken in a party that was especially thrown for me. strictly like that. The funny thing,
that's a whole new level right there.
The funny thing is the girl that I was dating at the time, she had sent her daughters with their friends down here from Minot, which is about 100 miles away, to make sure that I behaved myself on my birthday. The moral of the story is I wound up fucking the daughter.
That escalated quickly.
So I'm not going to get into all the other details of who else or whatever. But, yeah, I appreciate the support from her mother, and it was a good fucking time.
Yeah, I didn't know you were giving me this kind of a gift. Best birthday present
ever. I'm like, yeah, stay your fat ass up in Minot. I got your daughter. We got this covered. It was great.
Oh, the life you live, sir.
Oh, quit calling me that shit. He texted me and said, what are you doing, sir? Fuck that. Just call me Dave. It is what it is. We almost touched each other's Schwanzies over a drink one night, so we can be friends now. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, looking back on it, wearing those, cargo shorts probably wasn't a good idea. Yeah.
Well, it kind of went along with the uniform of the day, I guess. I don't know. So, so anyway, hey, we're wrapping up on about 33, 34 minutes right now. You got anything else fun to say? Anything else you want to talk about before we cut this deal off? Like I've always told my listeners, 30 to 40 minutes is the end of it. People lose interest in my bullshit after that, but if you got anything else interesting you want to talk about, let's do it.
I got one little thing. I'm 43 and I'm just now starting a TikTok to see how that goes, but I'm really focusing in on health and wellness and how even at our later stages in life we can turn it around. So it's I'm doing a thing called that I'm just calling it myself Eliminate the Dad Bod. Right. So I've got a workout program that I'm doing from a doctor, Jim Stepani. I've got an app that tells me exactly what to do, what to eat, what supplements to take. And I'm going to see if I can transform in 8 weeks from, a flabby dad bod to, something a little more respectable that, maybe that guy would have chose me. Maybe he would have chose me.
I would have chosen you. I think you're a sexy motherfucker. I think you do a good job at what you do. No.
So it says Bearded Bailey on TikTok.
So everybody, that's Bearded Bailey on TikTok. Yep. Anything else going on YouTube or anything
like
that?
No, since John stole my shit, until I buy new stuff, I'm gonna start with the TikTok. I do have a web channel or YouTube that I was working on called What the Hell Is This? Okay. And I'm hoping once I get some finances together and I'm actually going to turn my 40-foot RV into a studio, I hope.
We're going to turn it into something. It may not be what you have envisioned, but it's going to be a good fucking time.
So what the hell is this? We'll hopefully come, actually become, it was just an idea in my head. Hopefully it'll come to fruition. If I get enough people. And I hope we could just motivate people to change. And I know body positivity, and so this isn't body shaming anybody or anything like that, but it is promoting health and wellness. So I just want everybody to know, hey, at any stage of your life, if you're getting sick all the time or, stuff like that because of you're just not eating right or whatever, just this hopefully will go to show that hey, if you just put your mind to it and get the right people behind you, you can, you know, live a healthy life and reverse some of those negative things. Because I'm having problems breathing, walking. You know, I do for a living is I'm package delivery, so it's starting to be negative. So I just wanted to be positive and just trying to bring some positivity into the world through my my plight, I guess.
Cool. Well, that certainly is a little more serious than what I do. Right. my idea is to help people smile for a minute every day, and maybe not. Probably can't do this enough. I've appreciated having you, Jesse. You'll definitely be back. We'll have some fun with some other subjects, and certainly we'll be reaching out to you. It's been fun. I've enjoyed the conversation. You are a sexy fat motherfucker, by the way. Regardless of what you think about your dad bod, but you get your shit all straight. I might not be able to keep my girl off you, but fuck, I'll share any pussy with extra pussy with you I got. So, at this point, I just heard his wife go click, and it wasn't her hanging up the phone. It was her loading that fucking gun. She's about to blow his head off.
So I might get castrated later. So,
Shit.
If you hear the Lorena Bobbitt part two,
so
you did that.
So here's your next challenge. Can we get her on here with you?
Oh man, we can talk about it.
I told you earlier one idea that I have for a new show, right? To kind of change this up a little bit.
Yeah.
I would love to have you as my first guests for that idea. But I would also love to pick her brain on Jesse the Bearded Dragon or whatever it is. I would love to hear her side of the world, what it's like living with you for 120 years. I've only been married and 34 kids later.
You wanted to expose all of her bad decisions that led up to the worst decision of her life?
Well, no. I mean, if this was her best decision, I can't hear what the rest of them were. I can't wait to hear what the rest of them were. If marrying Jesse Bailey was the best thing she ever did for her life, holy balls, can you imagine what the rest of it's like? She did more cocaine off a back of urinals than I did in South Beach.
She's probably still doing it. She's just closeted. She's telling nobody. Just dealing with the pain.
No, absolutely. Talk to her. I know she's going to listen to the show. You told me earlier she's going to listen to it. What is her name? And you can just tell me an initial whatever.
But Andrea.
Andrea. Listen, seriously, love to have you on the show with Jesse. I would love to have some good conversation with you guys. Everybody's going to eat it up. As long as you have a sense of humor like your husband, which obviously you do. You fucking married him.
That's the greatest sense of humor ever.
Right? We can wiener shame him a little bit. Whatever you want to do. We can talk about sweaty ball sacks on his face or, whatever. But certainly come on and join us sometime. Jesse, I will be in touch soon. I've appreciated tonight. And absolutely, we'll make this a regular thing.
I appreciate you having me on there, man.
All right, but hey, have a good night. I will talk to you soon.
All right, see
you. See you. All right, y'all, there you have it. Jesse, the bearded guy or whatever, Bearded Bailey is what it is. I'm sorry, Bearded Bailey on TikTok. Certainly go follow him. Go check it out. Check out the YouTube channel. It really is entertaining. Jesse's a great guy, regardless of the bullshit I send him and tell him. Jesse's a great guy. And support him. And that's it for this episode of Not Your Cable News. And remember, be good to each other out there.